It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Hello and welcome to The Untold Story. We are live in Des Moines, Iowa. Just a few days to go until the Iowa caucuses, and we're going to see a very eventful election season this year. It's been quite a week already here in Iowa. Brett Baer and I sat down with former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, and former and frontrunner President Donald Trump. As Iowans got the unique chance, 3 nights in a row, huge town hall events, to ask these 3 Republican presidential candidates questions that were on the top of their minds. Here's a look at what they had to say.
You're a business owner. I'm a business owner. I own a small business and time is money. Would you ever allow a shutdown in the future?
For me, it all comes down to this question.
Okay.
So between you, sir, President Trump, and Ron DeSantis, because you both talk a lot about pro-life, your record, and that's my number one issue and the cry of my heart. Good. Is justice for all people. And I've been, you know, vocal in celebrating with you all of your pro-life victories from the past. But then in this campaign, you've also blamed pro-lifers for some of the GOP losses around the country, and you've called heartbeat laws like Iowa's terrible. And so I'd just like some clarity on this, because it's such an important question to me.
Okay.
I'd like for you to reassure me that you can protect all life, every person's right to life, without compromise.
You've said that you can take care of the border in 24 hours after taking office. How will you gather the several millions that have already entered our country illegally and return them to their country of origin?
What I want to know, in the spirit of making America great again, can you do something about the sanctuary cities?
The Untold Story continues right after this.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Earlier this week, we shared some top highlights from Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis' town halls. And in case you missed the former president joining us on Wednesday night, let's take a look back at some of the highlights of the evening.
They have chaos now. They have chaos at the border. They have chaos in the military. People are going woke. We have the greatest military in the world, except for the top, where they want to, you know, turn this beautiful thing. We built, we beat ISIS. Knocked them out. It was supposed to take 4 years. I did it in literally 3 months. It was supposed to take 4 or 5 years. But we have chaos now. Look at today with Hunter Biden going into the going into Congress and just sitting down and the bedlam that's been caused. Today you have chaos. We never got the kind of credit that I got on the economy, but we had the greatest economy in history. And you'll take a look at our numbers. The numbers were so much better than they are right now. We had no inflation. We were energy independent. We had so much energy. We were ready to start supplying energy, selling energy to Europe, Asia. We would have started to pay down our debt. And then when COVID came along, we had to do a little bit of a course change. But we had an incredible 4 years. Again, the greatest economy in the history of our country with no inflation. Pretty good. You like Ron DeSantis, but he wouldn't even be around today. He'd be working in a pizza shop or perhaps a law firm. If I didn't endorse him, you know, I endorsed him, took him from nothing to winning an election, and I was all for him. And then one day he said he'd run against me 4 years later after I got him in. And I said, that's not a loyal person. We can't have that. That's not a loyal person. I think the economy is horrible, except the stock market's going up. And I think the stock market's going up because I'm leading Biden in all of the polls, every poll, every single poll for the last... With states that normally are not easy to lead. You know, when you're leading in Pennsylvania, you're leading in Michigan, you're leading in Wisconsin. We're leading in virtually every state and of the swing states. And overall, we're leading by a lot nationwide. We were starting to pay down debt. We were going to pay down a lot of debt. When COVID came along, if I didn't inject this country with money, you would have had a depression, the likes of which you've never seen. You had to inject money. We gave businesses that were going bankrupt, temporarily bankrupt, but they needed money. We helped businesses. If I didn't do that, you would have had a depression in this country. That was a very good investment. And now what they should be doing, instead of the kind of debt that they're building at record levels, they should be paying down their debt, and they ought to go into the energy business instead of this green new scam business that they're in. We have a lot of cutting, but we also have a lot of income. We have more liquid gold under our feet, energy, oil and gas, than any other country in the world, more than Saudi Arabia, more than Russia. And when I came in, we were number four. When I left, you know, not that long a period of time, 4 years, we were number one by a lot. And we were soon going to double up Saudi Arabia and Russia combined. And we were going to make a lot of money. We have a lot of potential income. DeSantis wants to cut Social Security and Medicare. Nikki Haley wants to cut Social Security and Medicare. Nikki Haley wanted to raise the age from 65 to 74, 75,
but
or 76.
But only for young people in their 20s. That's going to run
that's
out
what
of
they
money.
Say. That's what they
say. So at some point, someone has to address it, right?
That's what they say when it starts. They say only for young people. It's only for young people. And then it doesn't work for young people, and they end up getting up to people that are of the age where it matters. No good. What's happened is we cannot, this country cannot sustain 15 or 16 million people, because I think that's the real number. I think by the time his administration ends, and hopefully quickly, it's going to be 18 million people. That's bigger than New York State. That's bigger than just about every state other than one or two. 18 million people. Remember this. Many of those people come from jails and prisons. Many of those people come from mental institutions and insane asylums. And many of those people are terrorists. We're in countries that don't even want us. We're with countries that a lot of you never even heard the names of these countries. You know, there's a great leader, in my opinion, is very strong. Some people say it's terrible to say that, but he is. Viktor Orban, he's the prime minister of Hungary. And they asked him, what would you do? There are wars all over the world right now. He said, what I do is make sure the American people vote for Donald Trump for president, because when he was president, China feared him. I don't want to be feared, but he used the term. I'm not using the term. President Xi is a very tough cookie, but I think they did fear us. China feared him. Russia feared him. Everybody. I even got along with Kim Jong-un. You know, getting along with people with hundreds of nuclear weapons is not a bad thing. You know, they want to make it like a bad thing. It's a very good thing. Peace through strength. They didn't want to mess around. It would have never happened in Ukraine. Russia would have never gone in. Would have never happened. The recent attack on Israel would have never happened. 0% chance that was going to happen. They see a weak president in our country, and they did something that was unthinkable. So we're going to have peace through strength. We're not going to have to fight. You always have to be prepared. And I rebuilt our entire military. And think of it, Biden gave $85 billion worth of our military to Afghanistan so stupidly. Brand new tanks and planes and everything. 700,000 rifles and guns, 70,000 vehicles, many of them armor-plated vehicles. And by the way, people died. 13 great soldiers died. I've gotten to know the families very well. Many horribly hurt. And hundreds of people killed, when you include both, hundreds of people killed in the most embarrassing moment in the history of our country. So I really appreciate the question, and I appreciate very much that you're with me, and I'm with you too.
So thanks for listening to the Untold Story podcast. Be sure to join us on Fox News Channel Monday night, January 15th is the big night, as we cover the very beginning of voting in the 2024 election here in Iowa with our coverage of the caucuses. And you can hear more of this podcast wherever you download podcasts. Be sure to leave a rating and review. We'll see you next time for more of the Untold Story. I'm Martha McCallum.
You've been listening to The Untold Story with Martha McCallum. Don't forget to subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. Make sure to rate and review. For more podcasts, go to foxnewspodcast.com. Listen ad-free with the Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts. And Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.